for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this gorgeous October 29th. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right here at 13th and Central, where it is a absolute Halloween weekend. And I've got my man back, the big old Oscar Garner III. And Oscar Gamer was on during the On the Tee Florida. And now Oscar Garner III, the Michigan State Spartan, is kind enough to come down and join me in the intro.
You know, contrary to popular belief, Gamer and Garner are not the same person.
They're two totally
different people.
I have noticed that. When you get a chance to talk other sports, you come out of your cocoon and you're a little more aggressive and opinionated. And it's good for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, we got a jam. I say this every week, but we are absolutely loaded today with a lot of diversity in the topics. But first of all, of course, it's game day down here at Ferg's, and our watch parties, Florida State, Georgia Tech, kicking off right now. And the Florida State watch party is all set up. And you've got, let's see who else we got on the agenda today.
Ohio State's kicking off against Penn State right now.
And
10 matchup.
Our man, Alex Reba, he won't be happy at the end of the day.
I'll check
in on him, please.
You know where he's at right now, actually. He's in New York, and he was there while the Yankees were trying to fend off against the Astros. He's been in New York for a little bit now.
Where's this kid get his jack?
Yeah, I have no clue.
He was in Cleveland.
He spent his money on strictly sports, travel, and living expenses. That's all Alex does. That's his whole thing.
Well, I love that kid. Anyway, Penn State, Nittany Lion, and he's not going to be happy. Let's see. Who else we got? Oh, yeah. I've got my good friend Sean Davis coming down with the Northeast High Viking football team. He'll be down here about 12:30 in our body armor. Prep Connection, did you notice that I got the orange body armor out here, the orange mango?
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah.
I didn't do that intentionally. It just dawned on me. Hey, that's the Halloween theme.
Oh, we're already getting some motion going on with the games here. Crazy crowd right now. But what? We got the orange because the Cuse is on? And they're up against Notre Dame?
It's Halloween!
Oh. I thought it was because you guys were playing Syracuse.
Stick with me here. You see the theme? Orange. I got a ghost behind me. Hey, come down here tomorrow. We're going to have the pirate ship out front right here in Central. They shut down Central. It's an absolute hoot. And they shut down a mile of Central Avenue. I did it last year. We're going to put the pirate ship right out here. I'll be in our spot with our missed liquor shots. I'll be handing out candy and balloon shots of liquor. What a good combo.
A man of the people.
Yes, I am.
Really doing God's work.
All ages. Yeah, God's work. My grandma would be shaking her head. Hey, obviously last night, 6-5 win by the Phillies. I didn't see that coming over the Strohs in Houston. And we're going to have John Bakke. He's a baseball author, Emmy Award winner for This Week in Baseball. And he'll talk World Series memories. And then we'll wind things down with Jan Richardson and Wayne Hogan of Florida Rising Stars. They're going to talk a little Bobby Bowden. Right now, let's go to John, of course, from Shrimpy's Waterfront. How are you, my man?
I'm good. Great day over here on the water.
Well, the Big O has a question. Are you nervous about your Georgia Bulldogs going down in Jacksonville and Florida Gators today?
I don't care what the line is. I'm always nervous.
21. It's 21 and a half, which is unheard of. That's how sad the state of Florida's Giants have tumbled over the years. They're going to be in a dogfight with Georgia Tech. Florida is 21 and a half point underdogs. You have no worries. for your watch party at over at Shrimpy's, your Georgia Bulldogs will roll.
Yeah, I'm. I don't want them to get a big head, but I'll tell you, a lot of my friends that go to that game every year got a little bit older now, so they're saving up for next weekend, and that kind of scares me when they're overlooking Florida. But you know, Kirby doesn't play. He'll get them ready, but we'll see.
You can't overlook Florida anyway. That used to be, but now it's not politically correct. They go, that used to be the world's biggest cocktail party. That was labeled. And now it's not politically correct to call it a cocktail party. That encourages consumption. Do you think for 1 second that anybody cares and they're going to curtail their consumption?
I might drink more.
Yeah.
I agree. That's ridiculous. It's an awesome. I went 13 years in a row down to that, and we won one.
That's not cool. All right, well, let's talk about the party that's going to take place at Shrimpy's today and does each and every weekend. You've got the Bulldog watch parties. You've got, well, Thursday night you had a Bucks watch party, but that wasn't a party. That was a sad state of affairs. But you still have the Bills Packers tomorrow night, and you guys will be rocking and rolling at Shrimpy's waterfront right over there on Blind Pass Road.
Yeah, we've got that tomorrow night. Got a Bills crew coming in tomorrow night. But, you know, the 1 o'clock with all those games, we've got a good crowd. We've got Philly, Jets, I mean, you name it. We've got a good atmosphere with all the games. So not as many at 1 o'clock this week because it's a bye week for a lot of teams. But great deals on the wings and the nachos and the beer buckets.
No. The one that I love is your combination with the Bloody Marys and two chili dogs. Nothing like starting your gut off properly on a weekend of NFL NCAA football. Get that baby broke in. Throw down a couple of Bloody Marys, and then you throw down the chaser and chili dogs.
Yeah, we got those Cajun Bloody Marys, and then throw down a couple chili dogs, and you're good. You're ready to go.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go later on, that's for sure. But
you don't need it.
Won't need any help there. All right, how do people find you, brother?
9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, Shrimpy's Waterfront. So right on the water, beautiful setting with all the TVs, good atmosphere for football, and great. We have also got, if you don't like the tailgate menu, we keep our incredible other items flowing as well. So, and we're open at 10 a.m. on the weekends for brunch. So
yeah,
good breakfast.
Talk about your brunch and then we'll let you go, and I'm gonna have Oscar go over all the games today.
Yeah, cool. That's cool. Yeah, brunch from 10 to 3, New Orleans style. Got some spicy. If you don't like spicy, we've got other things, but Shrimpy Slam, eggs, bacon, tater tots, and then you got your Surfer Quesadillas, really popular. Surfer Quesadilla, yep, that's one you should try. And then also our torpedo sandwiches, and that's just a few things on the menu that we have. Great, we have a great brunch, just so you know.
And you have the best chicken sliders, better than Chick-fil-A, according to John, the owner. And I'm here to tell you they are. And
they are.
And the prime rib sliders are the bomb.
Yeah, no doubt. And, during the week, though, for you know, all doing it for the locals, 3 to 6, happy hour, Monday through Friday. Only Monday through Friday. Buy one drink, get one free. Come on by.
All I got to say is this. It's a good thing that I hung up my drinking goggles for a while because I am a local 2 blocks away, and you would lose money on me every day with that two-for opportunity. But that's a great deal, too. All right, my friend. I always enjoy the conversation. Thanks for helping the kids out today at the golf tournament. It was generating money for the Boca Ciega baseball team. Very generous of you, and a great first step to get involved in the local community, and I appreciate that, my man.
Oh, yeah, glad to do it. Anything for a good cause. So have a good day, and go dogs.
Go dogs.
See you soon.
All right. Oscar, you didn't chime in with him with Go Dawgs, because Ben Botham does, because he went to school in Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, so I gotta do his chime ins now.
Hell no. You don't hear me saying Go Dawgs, and he's a client.
No, I'm not.
All right. Of course, I had a meeting last night with Mark Ferguson, the proprietor, and he says we now have 100 televisions. So on 100 televisions, you can watch anything.
Where's the wall space? Where are they putting these?
He creates stuff, man.
He's got stuff hanging from the ceiling.
All right. Let's go over some of the marquee games and the in-state games today right here from the Fergs, from the front row, brought to you by Big Storm Brewery.
All righty. So today, like we said, we got Ohio State, Penn State. Big game. Penn State coming off a Michigan loss. Ohio State trying to remain undefeated, getting closer to the college football playoff. Florida State, Georgia Tech. Florida State, Fergs is the home of the Florida State Seminoles. We have that going off right now. Arkansas, Auburn, nice little SEC matchup. Two pretty decent teams. Arkansas is playing for bragging rights here. Miami versus Virginia, ACC matchup. Florida, Central Florida versus Cincinnati. Houston versus Southern Florida. And we have Tennessee versus Kentucky. This is a huge game. Tennessee's trying to remain undefeated.
Have you watched Tennessee at all?
I watched them beat Bama.
They're the real deal, man.
They're good. They're good. My buddy who went to Bama was like, I was like, where you got your money at right before that game? He was like, man, I'm scared of Tennessee.
Especially at home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
106,000 strong. I've been in that in Nolan Stadium.
So the Volunteers are trying to keep their status up against the Kentucky Wildcats this weekend. UAB versus Florida Atlantic. And then we have Ole Miss, Texas A&M. But last but not least, 7 o'clock tonight, the Spartans march into Ann Arbor, looking to keep Paul Bunyan for the second year in a row. For the third year in a row, actually.
I would love nothing more than to see your Spartans take down the Michigan Wolverines. I don't know why, but I had a distaste for Jim Harbaugh, and I shouldn't.
The khaki pants, they're terrible.
Hey. I've been so destitute, and it wasn't that far long ago. I bought khakis at Walmart previously.
It's not the cost. It's the look. You like a square. You like an absolute tool, John Harbaugh.
Well, with those glasses and those khakis, he does look like a dork. At least his brother John, that's the head coach for the Baltimore Ravens, who looks damn good for 63.
Looked really good coaching against the
Atlas Bucks.
Against the Bucks last night.
Neither one of us really have a lot of emotional equity in the Bucks.
Not too much.
But it was hard to watch.
But I love Lamar. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They ran all over that team.
Every one of these high school teams that I have down, these kids, they're Ravens fans. Because they love Lamar Jackson. What a role model.
I mean, he's as Florida as they come. He's a South Florida kid. He represents the state very well. I think I was talking to my buddy. He's a story that a lot of people can relate to that are from, you know, those disenfranchised areas. Because he didn't go to Ohio State. He didn't go to a big brand school. You know, he went to Louisville. You know, it's not
Louisville Cardinal. That's where your pops went.
That's where my pops went. But that's not a world class football school. He went there, did his thing, got his Heisman, got an MVP, and now he's running all over the league year in and year out.
And he's modest about it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He is so modest. That's why you look at what he's doing. And he's, like I said, these kids, he's a role model, man. He is himself. Well, you don't have Amazon Prime, do you?
I do, actually. Yeah.
You watch when the game was over.
Yeah.
And there was, I would say, 400 Baltimore Raven fans. Of course, all the Bucks bailed from Ray J.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they did the post game.
Ray J was stacked with purple and black the other night.
And they did the post game live, you know, the Amazon crew. And he was signing things for kids. He was reaching up and signing the hand in things before he went in the tunnel to go back out for his interview.
Yeah.
I love guys like that.
Yeah, no, he's bigger than the Ravens 100%. He carries that team's franchise really well. And they've got, I wish they had paid him, but, you know, we'll see how that shakes out. They might tag him after this year, but. Really excited to see what happens with Lamar.
You forgot a game, man. You forgot two games.
What did I forget?
I didn't highlight them, but you would think.
You would think I'd pick up Iowa, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I thought
you wouldn't know.
Michigan State Spartans are going to get schooled tonight.
No, they're not.
At least you could give my Hapless Hawks. Yeah, that's the new name.
The Hapless Hawks.
They're actually 11.5 point favorites over Northwestern, the Wild Kittens.
Okay. All right.
No, they're not going to cover. They don't have an offense that can score 11.5 points.
Yeah.
That's a reality.
So have you guys switched directions with your quarterback at all? Is your coach still dogmatic on whatever he's been doing?
It's the coach's son. It's Brian Ferentz. And conversations today is that he's absolutely going to have to go back to the NFL. What about giving my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers some love as they take on North Texas State?
Who?
The Hilltoppers, baby.
No, I know the Hilltoppers, but North Texas, Southern, West, what?
Real football.
Real.
No NIL at that level. No transfer portal. Well, actually, you know what Western Kentucky story? New England Patriots. The quarterback controversy up there.
Oh, wait, Zappy was a
Zappy's a freaking Hilltopper.
Zappy is a Hilltopper.
Come on, man.
Well, according to Bill, I'm going to do my best Bill Belichick. Mac will be ready to go for the game.
Thanks for elaborating there, Bill. Why don't you go over the NFL games down here tomorrow? 100 TVs, of course, big watch party for the Philadelphia Eagle fan base. And, of course, Buffalo Bills tomorrow night against my Green Bay Packers. That'll be a beatdown. I'm having a bad year. I'm a Packer fan. I'm a Hawk fan. I'm a Broncos fan. Notre Dame fan. It blows. And my alma mater was a perennial powerhouse, state champion, Catholic school. 0-9.
Glad you don't gamble.
What did I do wrong? My poor son Benny's.
If you had a book, you'd be in serious debt right now.
You think? Let's go to the games.
All right, let's see what we got here. We got Geno Smith with a 3-point favorite over the Giants this weekend.
Some people don't know who Geno Smith is. Where is
he? You should know now.
Quarterbacking.
You should know
that. I would hope so. What a success story.
I picked him up.
Going home.
Fantasy.
Seattle. I almost said Supersonic. Seattle Seahawks.
Dating yourself a little bit. I know the Supersonics. I actually saw a game back when I was a kid. You know who else is on the Seahawks? Running back. My boy K9, Kenneth Walker from Michigan State.
I love that guy.
He's been the running attack there so far. He's been
rookie.
He's been doing great rookie year. Patriots, Zappy, the Hilltopper. Well, actually, it's going to be Mac. Mac is healthy this weekend. Mac will be going up against the Jets. Thank you, Bill. Jets are leading the division right now. Like, I think they're like 5-2. So a little bit of a flip the script for Bill Belichick this weekend. The Jaguars are a favorite against the Broncos. Imagine saying that last year or any other year. Broncos, let's ride. Falcons are a 4-point favorite to the Panthers. A lot of self-destruction in that division right now. Nobody wants to lead. Cowboys are 9.5-point favorites to the Bears, but I'd watch out. Bears played a good game last weekend, so we'll see what they do. Hopefully Justin Fields is getting his confidence up and that team can.
I thought he had it up.
Well, he's up. I guess it's more about the team executing on it and then making the most of their opportunities. So let's see if they can ride, you know, a really good weekend from last weekend, a good win into a Cowboys win this weekend. So we have the Dolphins up against the Lions. I'm excited.
Your Lions. You were never excited growing up watching your Lions. Was your pops like a Lions fan and forced you to watch it?
No, my dad absolutely despises the Lions. Has never been a fan. You know who he is a fan of that I will continually give him crap about? He's a Raiders fan. And he's a true...
Bad Boys. Across the country, there's a lot of Raiders fans because they liked that they were the Bad Boys.
Back in the day, yeah, they had that persona. But now, so I guarantee you, I go home. If I were to pop up on my dad at home, he's asleep on the couch with his Raiders blanket over him watching football right now.
He comes from the Jack Tatum, you know. You can do a... What did you call that tackle?
Clothesline.
Clothesline.
Yeah.
Rip somebody's esophagus out.
But yeah, no, my dad's never been a Lions fan. I'm not even excited to see the Lions play. I've been loving watching Waddle and Hill go at it on the wideout. So I'm excited to see those guys play every weekend. The Vikings are off of a bye going to the Cardinals. This is going to be an interesting game because the Cardinals have their receiver back. Julio Jones is back for the Cardinals. Or not Julio.
Julio Jones is not playing for us.
No, not Julio. You know what I'm talking about. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
D-Hop.
Who's the real deal. He just came back last week and carried that team.
D-Hop came back last week, so Cardinals have a little bit of momentum after a tough start to the season.
And what you call it, his confidence is so much higher when he's got him on this.
Absolutely. So the passing attack is a lot better for the Cardinals right now, but the Vikings are still a 3.5-point favorite with the lead in the NFC North. They're coming off of a bye. Dalvin Cook was a little bit hurt, but he's got his refresher halfway through the season. So this is a matchup to keep your eye on because the Cardinals, that division, the NFC West, is not wide open, but there's some opportunity there with the Seahawks only leading 4-3 right now. So, but you know, keep your eyes on that game. It's going to be a tight one. Like we were just talking about, the Raiders and the Saints, two teams that really have, you know, no shot right now. I kind of discounted them from anything in particular, but
got to take a break.
Yo, we got to take a break. Yeah.
When we come back, though, I want you to continue breaking down because you're doing a great job. Yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, take care of a little bit of business. That's Oscar Garner III. I'm Mike Rickard, and we're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on a football weekend down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. I'm across from Oscar Garner III. He's breaking down the NFL. All the games down here on 100 televisions to accommodate whatever game you want to watch. So why don't you continue your superb analysis of tomorrow's lineup. I think it's week number 9, isn't it?
Week 8.
Week 9 in college football.
Going into week 8 here, I'm going to cover up the back half of what we got on the slate. Eagles and Steelers. Eagles, 10.5-point favorites up against the Steelers. Steelers are, you know, they're falling lower in their own division with the Ravens still winning. The Bengals are going to do their thing. But the Eagles are cooking, man. The Eagles are a force to be reckoned with. They're 6-0 right now. They're leading. I told Alex, I told my roommate, they're going to win that division. The Giants are going to be second, and the Cowboys are going to be third. I told them that at the beginning of the year. I stand on it. So expect the Eagles to come out with the dub, 10.5-point favorites.
I'm going to interrupt you 1 second because we have a guy that knows a little bit about the NFL on right now, and that's Walter Carter. We'll get to the end of those games because there's a lot of people wondering what games are on and who the matchups are tomorrow down here at Ferg's. But right now, I want Walter Carter to come on and talk to us a little bit about NFL alumni, the Tampa chapter, and a great event on Veterans Day. And he's kind enough to take time on a hopefully a relaxing Saturday. What's going on, my friend?
How are we doing, Mike? Doing well. I enjoyed listening to the lineup there as far as the Eagles and NFL, but that's we represent my NFL protege. Alumni.
That's yep. My protege. I told you about my young man that I want you to meet. Michigan okay. State business grad, Oscar Garner okay. III. Say hello to Walter Carter.
How you doing, Walter? Great to have you.
Hey, Oscar. Good to meet you, man, via the phone.
yeah, right. A little radio connection.
The only problem for you, you're a Florida State Seminole. He's a Michigan State Spartan, but don't hold that against him.
No. I was just watching. You know, FSU is playing Georgia Tech today. Because of another NFL alumni commitment I have for this afternoon, later tonight, I was unable to go, and it's homecoming day. So Michigan State, I watched game day this morning at Jackson State, and they had all the different games. And unfortunately, Michigan was picked with all the guys over Michigan State. But they did say because of the rivalry that it should be close to in the first half. And I always remember Magic Johnson because that was back in the Michigan State days. So, you know, good luck. That's the best I can say about that one.
Appreciate it. All the luck we can get this year.
All right. So let's talk about the vets and the bets. And that, of course, is over at Ybor City. Tell the audience a little bit about that and how they can get there. And it's just going to be a superb Saturday.
It absolutely will be. And the name of the event is Vets Invasion. And we kind of coined that phrase because we're going to have this in collaboration with Veterans Day. And so what it consists of is Veterans Day, as we all will know, is November 11th. So on that Friday in Ybor City, it's going to be a celebration for our veterans, and we'll have a happy hour down there to just get the weekend started. And then on Saturday, running from, say, 10 to 5, we'll have the main streets of Ybor closed, and we'll have Corvettes lined up. And so there goes Veterans Day, Corvettes, and of course this is sponsored by NFL veterans. So NFL vets, military vets, and Corvettes, we're calling it Vets Invasion. So we're very excited about it. It's going to be our first run at it, and we want to plan on doing this as an annual event. People have always approached us about doing something with car shows, and it's just we never found the right fit. There's a place down in Ybor, one of my favorite owners and bars, if you want to call it. He owns a bar, the Bad Monkey. The Bad Monkey and the former General Scott, David Scott, has graciously allowed his place to be our, I guess, home field advantage. And that way, we'll have a VIP reception in there. Everything in his bar is a very nice, clean bar. Gives homage to the military, him being a general, former general. So we'll have a lot of that ceremonial things. We'll also have silent auctions. And because of one of our partners in the NFL alumni, we do a superb job with hors d'oeuvres because we partner with a culinary school, the Art Institute. So they don't just prepare food. They make it a absolute, I guess it's their passion. They have to take it and make it. You know, I always kind of joke, there's no real new food. It's just how do you create it? How do you prep it? How do you display it? And that's what a culinary chef wants to do. He wants to show off the same seafood, beef, chicken that everybody else has, but it's all about how you can present it. And of course, desserts, we have, you know, people have contests with desserts. So when you're dealing with a school that prepares that kind of food and they're, you know, chefs and in training, then this is something that is a very good affiliation for us. And of course, we'll have NFL guys, you know, and, you know, it's hard to really pin down everybody that's going to be in town, but we know all the great ones, the Mike Allstotts, the Warwick Dunns, Brian Holloways, the Michael Butlers, the Cameron Wembleys, there's, you know, the Derek Brooks. So we know all the great ones, and we will have the Michael Claytons. We'll have our selection of guys in there to sign autographs, take pictures. And, of course, we do NFL alumni cheerleaders. They're very, very important to us. They've been part of the NFL. They wore uniforms. Maybe they didn't have pads under them, but they wore uniforms. So we have a great group of ex-cheerleaders that will be in uniform, and they'll be there. We'll have Gasparilla. We have one of our event planners, Nora Lee Smith. She's part of a crew called LaBelles. I may get that wrong, but they are a Gasparilla crew, and they'll be in costume to help, you know, bring ceremonial, you know, recognition to this event, and they'll be helping to park cars. We'll have a DJ. We'll have, you know, a lot of fun, a lot of opportunity. And again, the mission is to raise funds for our obstacle course, these little parks. And one of the parks that we really are trying to raise funds for is Jordan Park, which has been a staple of the St. Pete, South St. Pete area for many years. They are renovating all the units there, but we want to help renovate the playground, because we believe in activity for children to get outside, and we believe in playing and challenging yourself. So it's smaller kids for this first phase, and where we do a 40-yard dash over in Tampa on a big playground we're doing. Over there, we're doing a 10-yard first down. So even the little kids can always compete and challenge themselves and run 10 yards and see who runs the fastest. We believe in instilling that type of competition in kids, and we put that beautiful NFL alumni emblem on it. And it's something that's, you know, means a lot to the community. A lot of great NFL players and celebrities have come out of Jordan Park in the past, and it's kind of one of those things you want to get behind. And for every one of you Corvette owners to enter your car into this Vets Invasion, it's just a $50 registration fee. So, you know, if you just put your car on, I can promise you this, you, if you're one of the winners, and we have up to 15 trophies that we'll be passing out for various things, from best in show to best custom. I'm not a car guy, but we got judges that understand the whole Corvette language, and so they'll do the voting, and they'll be able to ring up these winners, first, second, and third. So there's a nice selection of trophies, but they're very unique. It'll be something that I promise you don't have on your trophy case, no matter how nice your car is. So it's something that is just has an NFL flair to it, and it also has something that brings in the Corvette world. So we would like to get as many Corvettes as we can. We have four blocks. So please, it's got the last 2 weeks. It's on November 12th. So if you could sign up, $50. If you want to participate as a spectator, it's open to you. There's a lot of specials going on down in Ybor. If you want to come out just to salute the military, that's a part of it. If you want to come into the VIP experience, it's well worth it. It's $250. And if you do bring your car and you choose to sign up for the VIP experience, we'll give you a set of custom-fitted, or at least to your hand-fitted, driving gloves. And if you, you know, for Corvette owners with the fancy cars, you may like a set of driving gloves. And if you don't choose to go into VIP, or you just want to buy yourself a set of gloves, there'll be gloves there. We have one of our sponsors would be a glove manufacturer. And for ladies, there'll also be a set of, you can purchase gardening gloves. And of course, I'm a golfer, golfing guys can get a really unique golfing glove. So he'll be there to size you, to fit you, and explain to you what's going on. And, you know, where can you find a set of driving gloves other than this event? So we tell you to come out and do it. Go ahead.
At Scott Alvarez, and I actually have one of those golf clubs, and I'll tell you what, it's the most comfortable thing I've ever put on my hand. I'm not kidding you. It's the science behind it, because their orthopedic surgeons was phenomenal. Go ahead and do a little plug for Scott Alvarez, his company.
Yes. See, one of the things, he's one of our sponsors as well, and his bionic glove. And I think for any of you golfers know, you pretty much wear out the glove right there in the palm of your hand, right toward your left finger. And I always thought that I just gripped the clubs too hard, and I probably do. But I also noticed that over the years, I cramped a lot. When, you know, my hands would almost have to unfold. And we are men of a certain age, and we do like to play golf. And it is something that challenges a lot of the guys with arthritic hands and broken up hands from playing football. And these gloves are definitely have pads in certain areas, and they definitely have a science behind the glove. So we're very happy, because what he does fits exactly into what we are, which is wounded guys wanting to play and stay active. And golf is one of those ways that you can stay active. And so Scott Alvarez and the bionic gloves, they are all things gloves, which was unique to me, because golfing is, you know, a particular glove. I mean, you can buy them from all different manufacturers. But when you do gloves, when all the way from softball, they also partner with Marshawn Lynch, and they do weightlifting gloves. So they have they are part of the NFL family. And then when I kept, you know, we started talking about the driving gloves, how unique. And I know this is kind of off the subject here, but, you know, I can see how the gardening gloves actually fit for a lot of people that are of an age and enjoy gardening. And, you know, we've never paid attention to it, but it's something that I think we like to include everybody. Women are very much a part of our program. And that's what makes the NFL alumni unique. The cheerleaders, the associate members like Mike, and the former players. It's not just exclusive to a former player. So that glove that he makes is not just exclusive to golfers. We have driving. We have weightlifting. They have
I hate to interrupt you, my man. We're up against a hard break. How do people get a hold of you? And I'll let you go watch your Florida State Seminoles take care of business against...
online. We're out there. All social media, NFL alumni, Tampa Bay chapter. My phone number is directly on that. You can always reach me. I don't mind giving it out if you... those reasons, 813-478-1102. And we're on social media. We're out there, website presence, and you go out. And you can find this information about this upcoming Vets Invasion. And I think it'll be a great time. And for you vet owners, please sign up. Look forward to it. Thank you.
He's Walter Carter. He's the president of the NFL Alumni Tampa Chapter, good friend of mine, and former Florida State player. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
You betcha. All right, let's take our break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Sean Davis. He's the head coach at Northeast Viking High School, and they're having another great season. We'll talk about his son, who's playing at Iowa State. Iowa State's playing right now. We got to make this fast. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little high school football right here on the Body Armor Prep Connection.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This
is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Well, welcome back as we dive into our Body Armor Prep Connection. Oscar Garner III, myself down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Florida State playing right now. Iowa State playing. 100 televisions to accommodate any game you want to watch, and they're all taking place on a beautiful Saturday, Halloween Saturday, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. He's kind enough to come down after a game last night. He's Sean Davis. He's been on several times. Probably the biggest fan of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill's wings, and Ferg loves the fact that he come down. You've been coming down here for years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's talk about last night. And you got a big game this week too with Largo, who I just had on last week.
Yep. So last night, pretty much for the district championship, we got in a lightning and rain delay. We started the game, played a quarter, went in for about 45 minutes. It was 6-0, they were winning. We went in, came back out and played. We scored before halftime. It was 7-6. It was pretty much just a slugfest, and they scored with 2 minutes left. Onside kicked it. Long story short, we came up short at the end. We got a first down or two, but we got stopped right around the 25-30-yard line.
But there was a Friday night when there was like a monsoon, and
absolutely.
Talk about how tough it is to coach in those conditions. The kids, you know, they break a sweat to get ready to rock and roll, and the next thing you know, you got to go in and you're sitting around for an hour.
Yeah, what I try to do as a coach is I never cancel practice. So if it's raining or lightning and the throw guard goes off, what I would do is we would lift, do exercises inside. The throw guard goes back off, give us the okay to go back on the field. We'll go back on the field, if that makes sense. So that way you pretty much try to train them, you know, it's almost to the point where you only can control what you can control.
Exactly.
You know, I can control your effort and your attitude. I can control the fact that whether we are ready to play. So I feel like we were ready to play. It just is in our pass first offense, that type of weather like that just messes you up. It deters you from your regular game plan.
But you did get your quarterback back that you've been hoping for, which will help you against Largo and then, of course, the playoffs.
Yeah. He turned his ankle real bad in the second half against St. Pete, but right after we played after the hurricane on the Monday night. Pretty much took it easy. I had a 10th grader starting, Mario Plummer. He did a very adequate job. We won 2 games with him starting. We beat Osceola and Hollins High School with him. We still threw the ball a lot with him. We had a bye week, which bought time for Evan to come back. And he came back last night. It's just unfortunate. I mean, he threw a touchdown. He threw for probably 150 yards in that type of weather. But, you know, you never can plan for things like that. And it's like I said, control what you can control. So he did a pretty good job being that he hadn't played in a month.
We're talking to Sean Davis. He's the head football coach for the Northeast Vikings and Northeast High Vikings. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed here, and Brad Richardson's not down here today. He's my high school insider. But as we look at some of the games, and we were talking about it before we came on the air, you know, there's a lot of delta between the haves and the have-nots, and you know, the rolling clock. But if you look at the teams that are contending, and last night's a prime example, you guys going down, and Largo, who I had down last Saturday, they went down to Osceola. There's a lot of balance at the top between the teams that are contenders, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of balance at the top, and there's a lot of parity at the top too. You know.
Yeah, because look, Largo and Lakewood the week before.
Yeah, Largo and Lakewood played, you know, 1 or 2 point game. I went to their game. We were on a bye week. It's a lot of parity at the top. It could be anybody's game at any given time. I kind of like that. It's very competitive. You got a lot of teams sitting at 6-3, 5-4, maybe 7-2. 4-5, but if those teams were to play, the way I look at it, anybody could win.
Well, last year you were 9-1, but you, as you said to me during the summer, you didn't have the competition that you wanted, that you knew it was going to take once you got to the playoffs. So you're not pleased with your record, obviously. No coach is, but do you feel that having a tougher schedule in some capacity will help you more than going in nine, you know, when you were 9-1 last year?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So this is what I told my kids before we played this week. And they understand it, but they don't. Because they're in a 14 to 18-year-old brain. So I have to tell them this. Last year we were 8-1, 7-1, my bad. We played our last district game. You win that district game, you're in the playoffs, you know that, because you're 8-1 and you're 4-1 in the district. This year, we're 5-3. We're in the same exact situation, if that makes sense.
And you played some tougher competition.
Absolutely. That's why we would have won the district had we won last night, because of points. It's all this RPI stuff. It's like anything else in life. The computer figures it out. not you. So we went 9-1. Evidently, we played a subpar schedule, and we beat Pinellas Park, who won the district, who had the exact same record, 9-1. Because of RPI, we didn't win the district.
And you said you wanted to change that, but then because you went 9-1 last year, when you were establishing your schedule, teams were trying to dodge you. They didn't want to play you.
Yeah,
so I don't understand that. I don't know if it's that way up in Michigan, but they make their own schedules. And if a team doesn't like the way that it looks, the matchup, they can tell them, hey, coach, we don't want to play you. Yeah. That's just ridiculous, man.
It's the craziest thing I ever heard.
We didn't have a lot. I didn't play football, but we definitely did that in baseball. Travel and stuff like that. You play the best competition, but the high schools they used to dodge different teams depending on what the season was looking like.
Well, I know you don't like it.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
but you know, it gives you a chance to get out of county and compete. You know, we played Lakewood first game. We went to the semifinal. They put a beating on us pretty bad, but I think as the season went on, we gained more confidence. We played Cardinal Gibbons, who were 2-time state champs, and we competed against them 3 quarters. So I'm pleased. 5-4,
I mean, if I could change anything, I would have got one of those district wins. But it is what it is. You move on. You got to play Largo, and you still have a strong chance of making the playoffs. A good chance.
Well, this is your second year building up the Sean Davis program. And obviously people following the program have seen strides that you've made, and you're making your mark, which is what every coach wants to do, is make it better than when you got there. Are you pleased at your progress in year two? I mean, I can tell you, on the outside looking in, not because I consider you a friend, but I'm very impressed.
Yeah. I'm pleased with where it's going. I finally got some, I added some more coaches to my staff. I'm going to be adding some more coaches to my staff. And I'm in year two, I knew it would take about 3 years to get things kind of sort of turning how you want them. You know, we had a buzz last year. We upped our ante a little bit this year, you know, and we had some opportunities to win some games, I think, especially the St. Pete game and in the game last night. So you build off it, you keep moving. You keep grinding, you want them, and at the end of the day, you just want to make things better, make it a better program than how you got it. So I'm off on the right foot.
I'm going to let you go because I'll do a little plug for your son playing at Iowa State and having a heck of a career up there in Ames.
Yeah, Anthony's doing real well. He's playing safety.
Number one on your schedule there, folks, when you're watching ESPN.
Yeah, he played corner for 3 years. He started at corner for 3.5 years, as a matter of fact. And he got a little buzz from NFL agents and all that, and people reaching out to me about him. But all the feedback we got, they liked him at safety. He's like a 6'1", 210 now. So he moved to safety, and he's having a hell of a year.
Well, I'm sure you're a proud papa. Yeah. You going to get up to Ames before the end of the year?
Here's the deal. Iowa State won their first 3 games. They lost their last 4. And so the games are TBA. And when you lose those 4 Big 12 games,
yep,
you're playing now. So if I'm playing Friday night and I catch a flight early Saturday morning,
That's
what happens. You know,
that's what happens. Cool. That's not cool.
Scheduling you in the morning and you gotta bust a quick move.
So, I'll get that for the season out, though.
All right, man. Well, as always, you know.
Yes, sir, my man.
I appreciate you coming down all the time.
Appreciate it.
Hey, and now I got Marcus. But you've been loyal longer, so Marcus, I gotta pull for the Vikings this coming weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Iowa State, Iowa.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Iowa State. Iowa, I'm giving up on them. All right, man. Have a great day. Hope your son has a great game.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Well, we're going to take our top of the hour break, and then you're going to break down the NFL. We'll talk a little bit more college, and then we're going to talk a little World Series. Are you watching the World Series? You're not that big a baseball guy.
Not that big, no. I'm more of a go to the stadium type of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Phillies and Astros. Who gives a damn around here?
I guess seeing Bryce Harper do something.
Yeah, man, he's the most arrogant. I've seen him. He won't sign autographs for kids. If you don't sign autographs for kids, that's why Lamar Jackson is a role model. He takes the time, signs the autographs, and makes the kids' lives.
So that's why we don't like Bryce Harper.
Exactly. I've watched him up in Clearwater.
I can get with that.
Yeah, he's a freaking prima donna. But he was in the bigs at 19. Ever since he's been a little kid, everybody is.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.